One of the most urgent questions surrounding Washington's legalization of marijuana is the effect it will have on teenagers. Researchers say teens often see marijuana as natural and safer than alcohol. Many adults who consider themselves addicts supported legalization, but they say marijuana is not harmless. KUOW's Amy Radel has the story.
Michael is in his 50s now. He smoked pot steadily for 33 years, starting when he was growing up in Ohio at age 15. His parents never found out he was smoking or taking risks to get marijuana.
A couple of times I would tell my parents I'm borrowing their car to go to my friend's house, and I would drive four states over to visit a friend who said they had some pot. And I would go and smoke a bowl with them. They would give me a bud to take home, and I'd drive back that night. I did that several times.
Michael asked that only his first name be used to protect his identity and his livelihood. He says as time went on, he organized his life to accommodate his love of pot, and he thought of it as his choice.
I would cough so much that I couldn't stop, and I would fall to my knees, and I would fall on all four hands, and I would cough up this black gunk. And almost pass out. And then when I finally was able to start breathing again, I would stand up, and my reaction to that is, that was some damn good pot. And then I'd do it again.
Then 4 years ago, Michael says his routine came to a screeching halt. He was laid off from work, in debt, and isolated.
For me, it was just, I just reached a point where I wasn't anywhere where I wanted to be at my age. And I finally realized that I didn't have all the answers.
A friend suggested that he check out the group Marijuana Anonymous. He went to a meeting and felt a shock of recognition at the stories he heard. Michael says he considers himself an addict. He supported legalization through Initiative 502 as a better choice than sending people to jail, but he doesn't use it anymore, and he doesn't like to see celebrities touting marijuana as harmless.
Saying those kind of things encourages people. In my case, like when I was young, if I heard somebody say something like that, I would always throw it back at my parents as proof that they're wrong.
Marijuana remains illegal under federal law. For people under 21, it's still illegal under state law. But those celebrity endorsements and changes in law may affect how teenagers view marijuana, according to UW professor Denise Walker.
I think the most current data, again, suggests that kids do believe that marijuana is less risky. And I think research pretty reliably shows that when risk perception goes down, that use goes up.
There still is not consensus on whether marijuana is addictive. However, many scientists agree there's a chance that long-term use of marijuana can lead to addiction. Walker says users can build up a tolerance and experience withdrawal symptoms. Research suggests that about 9% of marijuana users become addicted. That's a smaller percentage than for users of alcohol and other drugs, but younger and more frequent users face the highest risks. Walker personally opposed I-502 as too big of a step, although her colleagues' opinions were very mixed about it.
At the same time, I do believe that 502 is a pretty thoughtful measure, or at least tried to be, and create some protections around doing this from a public health policy rather than just, you know, a pie in the sky, nothing's wrong with marijuana kind of a approach.
The public health component will come from the tax revenue charged by state licensed stores. The revenue will be earmarked for prevention and treatment. Walker runs a program in 6 Seattle high schools that allows teenagers to talk to counselors about their marijuana use. But Walker says if you want to help teens, you can't call it treatment. Lucy Davis agrees. She's a senior at Roosevelt High School who also volunteers as a counselor to other teens. She says most people she knows find the idea of marijuana addiction laughable.
I think that a lot of teens think that's kind of like, that's so stupid, like you can't be addicted to marijuana, kind of stuff like that. And the idea of like Marijuana Anonymous is, you know, people like older generation like trying to make it more serious of a drug than it is.
Even so, there are chapters of Marijuana Anonymous specifically for teens in Seattle. But Davis says she's excited to watch the experiment of legalized marijuana play out. And Michael agrees. He admits he was a little wistful watching people gather at the Space Needle to celebrate the new law.
I was a little nostalgic about it, actually. I was like, wow, at one time I would have been there with them and probably would have been very fun.
Michael says during all those years that he was smoking pot, life seemed drained of color without it. After he quit, he went to see the B-52s at the Woodland Park Zoo, but he was worried he wouldn't enjoy it.
And I went to my first concert in my life sober, and I had a great time. And as I started building up these experiences of finding that I could enjoy things I didn't think I would be able to and be able to remember them, that kept me going. You know, that was the payoff for me.
Michael says members of his recovery group have wondered whether I-502 could lead to more marijuana users and more people ultimately seeking help. If so, Michael says he'll try to be there for them. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.